The next patient is Dudley Watts. The last name, W-A-T, like in tango, T like in tango is like in Sierra, Watts. First name, Delta Uniform Delta Lima Echo Yankee, Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y. The patient has a history of CKD stage 3. This CKD is most likely associated to hyperlipidemia and the aging process. The patient is 91 years old. He has followed a diet, and today he comes with 161 pounds with a BMI of 25.7. The patient is advised not to lose any more weight. There is no evidence of proteinuria. In the laboratory workup, the patient has an estimated eGFR of 68, creatinine is 1, and the BUN is 18. Number two, the patient has BPH. The patient has a PSA that is 1.6. Following number, the patient has significant venous insufficiency, but is affecting only the distal part of the legs with a persistent edema. The rest of the body is without any edema. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient following number, hyperuricemia that is without evidence of gouty attacks. The patient is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams on a daily basis. The following number, DVT on Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams BID. The patient has a history of hypokalemia that has been resolved. This is an amazing man that is following all the recommendations, is very compliant, and we are going to give him an appointment in 1 year for follow-up. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 5 minutes.